This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, so I'll be honest with you. I can't decide whether to set up this next story with the fancy economic term, which is externality, or with the word that my nine-year-old would use, which is poop. Cow poop, to be specific. Both is what I went with, I guess. California Governor Jerry Brown signed a new climate change bill into law yesterday, tackling what are known as short-lived climate pollutants. Methane gas is one of them, of which dairy farms are a big source, and of which California has many. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
When you work in the dairy industry, you spend a lot of time worrying about the stuff that comes out of cows. Yeah, I'm not talking milk.
Manure management is our number one daily fight.
Anya Radabaugh is CEO of Western United Dairymen.
If you're not diligent in your manure management, it's going to reflect in the quality of your milk.
It used to be the dairy industry just needed to focus on milk, but now they need to focus on methane. California's new law requires reductions of 40% from dairies by 2024. Methane leaks out of manure, billows out in belches. Wait, do cows burp a lot?
Really?
Yeah, they do. Thanks, YouTube. UC Davis scientist Frank Mittlerner says even more methane comes from cow burps and flatulence than from manure. But for now, farmers just have to tackle manure. I mean, how would you collect a cow's gas?
It is a decision that has a lot to do with what's achievable and what can be sold to those that will be regulated.
Manure can be corralled. Methane from that can be collected by machines called digesters and burned for electricity. But there are only a handful of those in California right now.
We don't have the technology infrastructure right now. We don't have a network of vendors that can put out 500-600 digesters in a hurry.
Even if we did, they're not cheap. Millions of dollars apiece. Still, the industry does have about 7 years to figure it out. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.